Okay, so I have to start with a little bit of an apology. You know, we usually get kind of like reruns over here. Not really reruns, but I give the shiur on Shabbos, and then usually I add to it and, you know, fix it up before it comes here. Most weeks that works fine. Now this is I was talking about Hanukkah, on Shabbos Hanukkah, obviously. And talking about Hanukkah, the day after Hanukkah, a little bit like serving stale donuts. You know, so, but as a disclaimer, I should say that although the shiur is kind of set in Yanei Hanukkah, but the inyan that we're talking about really, I mean, the shiur is going to go through the calendar, and we're talking about a lot of different occasions during the year. There's a very wide range of subjects that comes in because it's really a shiur about the Baruch of Shachianu. So the halacha is on Hanukkah. On the first night, we make three brachas. The other night, it's just two brachas. The first night, there's three brachas because we add the brach of Shachianu. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you forgot to say the Shachianu the first night, you could say it kishayizkar, whenever you remember it, on the other night. And the Shabur explains, it means that when you, next time that you're lighting near Hanukkah, you could say the bracha whenever you remember to say the Shachianu. So if you didn't say it the first night, even if you didn't say it many of the first nights, but then it's on the fifth, the sixth, remember you didn't say Shachianu yet, so you just wait for the next Hadlakas Neiris, and you'll add that bracha as a third bracha to your next Hadlakas Neiris. Then the shaila arises, what about if it's already the eighth day of Hanukkah? All eight nights went by. You didn't know anything about Shachianu. And then, late that night, you hear a shir on Yanei Hanukkah, and the rabbi's talking about the Baruch of Shachianu. And you say, hey, I didn't know there's a Shachianu for Hanukkah. Yeah, Hadlakas Neiris is supposed to have a Shachianu. But you already missed all eight Shachianus. So the Mishnah Berurah clears this shyly. He says, Yesh lehistapek. Yesh lehistapek. If it's ready after the eighth Hadlakah, let's say it's the next morning, and now you realize, oh, I need to make a Shachianu. Could I still make a Shachianu? That's the...
threshold question. I mean, Shachianu is for doing something the first, no, if it's something new, it's for something...
Yeah, right, it is.
So you lit ready every night.
Excellent question. We're going to come to that. Closer to the end. Ah, that's really the crux of this, Shaila. So... we'll come to that also, but a little more slowly.
That's for Shisha Pesach. We don't make a Shachianu.
That's right.
The Yontif, we don't.
That's right.
Yeah, but if you get a Lula, if you do it the next day, right?
Ah, so we're going to talk about all that. That's why I said that we're going to go mamash around the calendar. Let's talk about, to sort of get a context for how to consider this question. Let's think about the times during the year that we say Shachianu. We say it by Kiddush at the beginning of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, and Rosh Hashanah. Those are five times, leaving out Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, five times that we say Shachianu by Kiddush. Additionally, we say Shachianu by Tkiyas Shofar, by Netilas Lulav, by Ner Chanukah, by Mikra Megillah, and by Kol Nidre. Right, in Kippur, by Kol Nidre. Now this last one, Kol Nidre, is maybe the most unusual. It's where does that come from? Shachianu for Kol Nidre?
Because we don't eat, so we have to
do something. Right? So the davar sheyatzam in a klal, a lamin al klal kula yatzam. This last one really helps to be megala, helps to clarify for us that we may have had a misunderstanding when I said that we make Shachianu on the Kiddush. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres, it's never really a Shachianu on Kiddush. It's not that it's a part of Kiddush or that the Kiddush requires a Shachianu. It's really a Shachianu on the Yom, on the Kedushas HaYom. If it's a Yom Tif, Yom Tif requires Shachianu. Pesach requires Shachianu. But where are you going to put it? You know, you do a lot of things on Pesach. You're going to, you know, say Shachianu by your Chol HaMoed trip, say Shachianu by Kriyas HaTorah. Like, what's the best place to put the Shachianu? It could go anywhere because it's on the Yom. But if it could go anywhere, the best place to put it is by Kiddush. That way it has the ma'ila of being a lakos. That's a ma'ila for a bracha. It's not ma'akev, but it's a ma'ila for a bracha. So we put it by Kiddush. But it's not really a bracha on the Kiddush. It's a bracha on Pesach. If Pesach gets a bracha, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah get a bracha, so Yom Kippur should also get a bracha. Yeah, Yom Kippur doesn't have a Kiddush. So on Yom Kippur, it's just dangling. There isn't really anything to attach it to. So we say it in Shul when everybody comes together. The beginning of the day, after Kol Nidre, that's when the Kiddush Hayom is being Chal. So we say the Bracha then. But what that shows us is that, meaning on Yom Kippur is the one time of the year that everyone could realize that there's a Shachianu that's just Yom. On the Yom. It's not on anything that we do, it's on the Yom. And then we say, oh, that's what's going on the rest of the year also. All the times when we make Shachianu by Kiddush, it's really a bracha on the Yom. Now, the truth is that, this is not a Kiddush, this should be fairly obvious, but I would say it would be even more obvious if we had a ladies section here. Because for the women, they would chap right away that it's not a bracha on the Kiddush because they make the Shachianu by Hadlakas Neves. We make it up by Kiddush, they make it by Hadlakas Neves. So each one of us is really doing, just attaching it to something different. It's a bracha on the Yom. You want to give it a chashivus, so you attach it to something. So the men attach it to the bracha al hakayis, to attach the Kiddush to give it the chashivus of being al hakayis. The women attach it to Hadlakas Neiris.
It's not directly. But if a woman makes her own Kiddush, does she make Shachiyona by Hadlakas Neiris or by Kiddush?
By Hadlakas Neiris.
Still.
Yeah. But then she would have to know, right? A woman, let's say, who lives alone, has to know that she would not say the Shachiyona by Kiddush. The truth is, you know, there's enough. This becomes relevant. I don't know how widespread this minig is. But I'm interested, I'm taking a survey. Does anybody here have the minig that Pesach night by the Seder, everyone says Kiddush together?
Yeah, we do.
The men and the women, everyone. Okay, so in my house also we do that. It's a Queens thing. Okay. I'll tell you the truth. The reason why we do that is because
my parents did it.
Growing up, my wife did it growing up and likes it. And so, okay, fine, so we were mom shech the minhag. But if you have that minhag,
I guess it's Yekish minhag.
Yekish minhag?
Yeah.
Well, that's not where my wife gets it from.
No, not from you.
No, it's Chassidish minhag.
Yeah. We did it.
She definitely has it from Chassidish.
We do all the brachas that night together. Every bracha that comes up, we do it.
Everyone's brachas together.
The four cases.
Maror and everything.
Interesting.
No, but the four families that makes the bracha together.
A lot of minhagim with Pesach night. But if you have this minhag that everyone makes the Kiddush together, so the women have to know to drop out by Shachianu. They can't repeat the Shachianu. They said the Shachianu by Hadlakas Neiris, so they can't say it by Kiddush. You have to point that out to your wife, to your daughters, before Kiddush, so that's not repeated. You know, unless you say, the truth is that this minhag, that women make a bracha by Hadlakas Neiris, a bracha of Shachianu, a little bit of a mystery. Where does it come from? It's not brought down anywhere in Pesachim that they're supposed to. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes about it in a tshuva. And what theoretically one could have considered the possibility that it's not like I've been explaining it, that it's just an alternative to making it by Kiddush because it's really all a bracha on the Kedushas Hayoyim. Maybe it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris. That Neiris Yomtif, you don't light all the time. It's only a few times a year that you light, Neiris Shel Yomtif. It's a separate bracha, the Hadlak Neiris Shel Yomtif. Maybe the Shechianu is on that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden argues against that. He has a tshuva about this. And he says, no, that's not the pshat. It's not a bracha on the Hadlakas Neiris. I don't remember if he speaks this out Lahedya, but the argument seems to be that Hadlakas Neiris Shel Yomtif is not it's a separate mitzvah. It's really the mitzvah Hadlakas Neiris Shel Shabbos. It's the same mitzvah that you do every Shabbos. So you can't consider it an occasional mitzvah that, like lulav. It's a pretty regular mitzvah, so it doesn't get a Shachianu. And he says that for that reason, he really thinks that he doesn't like this idea that they make a Shachianu by Hadlakas Neiris. It's not a Shachianu on the Hadlakas Neiris. So what is it? It's a Shachianu on the Yoyim. But there's a mile in that Shachianu being Alakais. So it should be Alakais. Why? By them going and doing it with the Hadlakas Neiris, they're losing the mile of Alakais. He says, really?
Couldn't you say it's reason? Because that's when they light the candle.
Okay, I hear. It's reason, Makdim Lemisus. Maybe that's a different mile that compensates.
By the way, as soon as
to my level, I hear that.
They don't have kais.
No, but if they're yotze with their husbands, then they'll have the Maila Valakais. So he says that, you know, he thinks in a way that there's what to object to, but then he decides, he writes, but I don't want to start off with, you know, he says, I'm not moicha, my wife, if this minhag is a Yerusha biyada me aviseha, you know, and I guess he means v'imaseha, and it's not such a, like, I don't have a strong enough objection. Okay, so she's losing the Maila of Alakais. She has this other Maila. Maybe he doesn't mention what you said, the Zviz and Magdim and the Mitzvahs, but she's attaching it to a different mitzvah, which is Chaviv for her. It's her mitzvah, you know, it's a mitzvah Sat Nashim, and Lachas Nevis. It's Nishka Farallah. It's Nishka Farallah, and if that's how women have always been Noyeg, at least for many years, for many generations, we'll let them continue. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Kiv Eger, in his notes on the Shulchan Aruch and some information on the Gimel, he brings down this Shuvah Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that really there's no reason they should do it, but Hanach Lahem, you don't have to make a macha because it's Nishka Farallah.
Neighbor says it's just as chashuv as the kais. Just like well, a zechir for kais, there's a zechir for neighbors.
True, but a kais is something that's brought bedavka to lend chashivas to a bracha. Why is kiddush al kais? The whole reason why there's a kais for kiddush is to give it chashivas. So that would seem to be a better time to make the shachianu because it'll be giving it the chashivas. That's how that was Chazal's way of giving a bracha chashivas. This is more like a man-made or woman-made, you know, invention of how to give chashivas to a bracha. Let's do it by hadlakas neiros. So Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Kiv Eger, sort of giving his consent that, you know, we wouldn't have necessarily given these instructions, but if that's what they're doing, okay, fine, we'll let them. But they're all working with the assumption that the bracha, the shachianu that they're making is really a shachianu on the kedushas hayoyim. Right? That's why they definitely can't repeat the bracha by kiddush. As a matter of fact,
what about daughters that are not married? They would say it by kiddush?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Okay. Right. True. I said before daughters. I meant daughters that like married daughters, or some people have. Lubavitch has a minhag that unmarried daughters also like. I don't think it's only Lubavitch either. Some Hasidim have that minhag. So.
That
unmarried girls like neiros. There are some places where they have such a minhag. But anybody that did light and said Shachianu by lighting, they can't repeat the Shachianu later. As a matter of fact, it goes even further. I'm saying that you should be careful, you know, not to let them repeat the bracha. Let's even suppose that no one's repeating, meaning just the Baal Bais is making Kiddush and everyone else is listening, which maybe some people's minhag on Pesach, and I'm sure it's everybody's minhag, the other Yom Tovim, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. But the question could be raised, could we even allow them to say amen to that bracha? What would be the objection to saying amen? There's nothing wrong with saying an amen to a bracha that you're not being yotze with. That if somebody else is taking something to eat and says a shahakal, I answer amen. But the problem is that this amen is coming between the Bayer Piyah Gafen and the drinking of the wine. Mm-hmm. Right? We make a Bayer Piyah Gafen, and then eventually we're going to drink wine. In most families, the minhag is that the Baal Bais pours off a little bit of wine and passes it around the table, and everybody drinks from that wine. The Bayer Piyah Gafen on the wine was the Bayer Piyah Gafen that was said at the beginning of Kiddush. Mm-hmm. In the middle, you made other brachas. Now, if so why aren't those brachas a hafsik? Because they're part of the Seder Advarim of Kiddush. The bracha of Kiddush itself, the Mekadesh HaShabbos every Friday night, that's not a hafsik because that's a Chazal, that's the Seder Advarim that Chazal made up. Bayer Piyah Gafen, then Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you drink the wine. On Yom Tif, we add more. We add a shachianu. Okay, but that's still the part of the seder of kiddush. So it's not considered a hefsek. But one could raise the objection that if the isha was already yotze the shachianu, because she said the shachianu by adlakas neiros, then the shachianu by kiddush for her is not really useful for anything. So then it's just a hefsek between the Bayer Piyah Gafen and the drinking. And, okay, she's not making the bracha, so she's not being mafsek. But to say amen, if she says amen, that's already her talking, something, you know, for it's responding to a bracha, which for her is an extraneous bracha. You don't do that all the time, all year long. If you're in the middle, you want to eat, you make a bracha, shakal nia b'dvarai, and then before you get to drink something, the person next to you also makes a bracha, shahakal bar piya, eats a bar piya, you don't answer amen to that. You can't answer amen to someone else's bracha between your bracha and your eating.
Let's say Al Tevzadayim, before I made my C, I can answer somebody else's
Al Tevzadayim. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. So you're allowed to be mafsik after your Al Tevzadayim, but not after the Hamaitzi. After the Hamaitzi, you can't answer a main to somebody else's bracha before you eat. So and over
why
here...
Why can't the bracha of Hagafen be at the end after Kiddush? Why can't it be at the end?
Beis Shammai said we make the Bar Pigafen after.
Yeah, but that's where it should be, no?
Beisil say that we make the bracha before. Beisil said that we make the bracha before.
Why?
So the Beisil gives two reasons. One is because Tadr V'Shem and Tadr Kaidim, and the other reason is because the Kiddusha, because the wine comes before the Kedusha Sayyim.
Okay.
That's the cause of him doing it. I think that's the reason, no?
Because Kedusha Goyim Shayyavai, that's Beis Shammai's reason, right? You know, I don't remember okay, the Gemara. But that's the Machalik Beis Shammai.
What about if you put on your Shagat, and then could you be Masayat? Afterwards,
a
bracha before the Shoresh, like
are
you really
making to answer Amen? I think we're now not to even, if I'm not mistaken, even the Amen's that will, even like Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, you don't answer over there. So the objection could be raised that maybe Nashim shouldn't answer Amen to Shachianu by Kiddush on Yantif all the time. The truth about this in the Gris Moshe, and your Moshe says that it's okay. He says no, they can answer Amen. And his svara is that even though it's not part of the Kiddush that they need, but since it is part of Kiddush, Chazal set up Kiddush that way, so it can't be considered a hefsek because it's part of the Kiddush. And he brings an interesting raya. He brings a raya from the Minhag HaOlam. Says, as Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes, nobody told the women to go make a shacharit or bad luck as neighbors, but that's what they do, right? For we don't know exactly when it started, but Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is writing in the 1700s, and he's saying it's an old minhag that, you know, his wife learned it from her mother and her mother from her mother. So for a few centuries at least, women have been making the bracha b'shachianu, and Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, okay, but we don't have to make a macha. Now, if the din was that if you make that shachianu, you can't answer amen to the shachianu by Kiddush, then that would be good reason to make a macha, because 90% of the women aren't going to mess that up. You know, that you have to be a little bit of a tamar chacham to chab, not to answer amen to that shachianu. So if it was true that you couldn't answer shachianu anymore, and you couldn't answer amen to your husband shachianu, then Rabbi Yaakov Emdin should have said, let's yes make a macha. It's not a good nice minute that they boycott their husband shachianu and they go make it before, and then they can't answer amen to their husband shachianu. So Rabbi Moshe says two things. First of all, 90% of the women are going to mess it up and they're going to say they're amen when they're not supposed to, so we should have made a macha off that. And for the 10% that are going to get it right, but even that, they're losing out on an amen. Maybe that's also a reason to make a macha. Why are we letting them do this minute, which is going to make them lose out on an amen? It's a mitzvah to say amen when somebody makes a bracha. It's even a chiv to say amen when somebody makes a bracha. So to put yourself into a situation that you're not going to be able to say amen, that's grounds for a macha. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, we're not making a macha against this minhag. It must be that it doesn't interfere with their amen, and the reason is because it's part of the Seder HaKiddush. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva. Now, the shayla arose because, again, that shachianu is really an alternative to the shachianu by Kiddush, because really what comes back to what we were proving from the Kol Nidre shachianu, it's never about the Kiddush. It's really on the Kedushas Hayayim. So that's the shachianu that we make about 5 or 6 times a year.
So then, why wouldn't that bracha of Shachianu for a man be, you made Kiddush, you made Al Yayin,
right?
Then the bracha of Shachianu should become after you have the Yayin, because you're being mafsik, you're making
it. Not if it's part of the Kiddush.
No, because Chazal said.
No, but if you're saying that it's not part of the Kiddush,
the havamina was that for the women it shouldn't be part of the Kiddush,
so
because they were already Yaitse.
For the man it is.
Right. No, Rav Moshe's tshuva is that we can consider part of Kiddush for everyone, even though she doesn't need the bracha anymore, but since it's part of her husband's Kiddush, it's not considered a hafsek. That's his tshuva. But the havamina was only for the women, but for the men, for sure, it's part of Kiddush. Okay, so this is the first kind of shachianu. This is the shachianu on the Kedusha Sayyim. Okay, then there's the shachianu we mentioned before, lulav, matzah, we mentioned Megillah, Ner Chanukah. this is a shachianu on mitzvahs of Yom Tov, or more accurately, a mitzvah ba mizman lezman. That a mitzvah that you just do once a year, maybe more often than that also, but if you only do it occasionally, you make a shachianu on the mitzvah. This is not the Kedushas HaYoyim, clearly, because when you make a shachianu on your lulav, you already made a shachianu last night on the Yoyim. You already made on the end of Pesukos, Shefer also, you already made last night on Rosh Hashanah, but then you come and you make another one, this is on the mitzvah. Which begs the question, why are lulav and Shefer the only Yom Tov mitzvahs that get their own shachianu? What about the other mitzvahs HaYoyim of Yom Tovim, like Sukkah, like Matzah? Or Maror, okay. And the answer, I think, is Pashut, is that, of course, really all of them get a shachianu. You just can't see them because they get included in the other shachianu. The shachianu on the sukkah, of course we make a shachianu on the sukkah, but we need to make a shachianu anyway on the yoim, and we're making that by Kiddush, and Kiddush is in the sukkah. So that shachianu double dips. It covers the yoim and it covers the sukkah. And the same, presumably, with matzah. We need to make a shachianu anyway at Kiddush for the Kedushas HaYoyim, and that shachianu covers all the mitzvahs HaYoyim. So the matzah, maybe the mar, maybe the, you know, for other mitzvahs halayla that maybe also need a shachianu, but certainly the matzah are included in that shachianu. Which means, if you have this understanding, that that shachianu is really doing a dual purpose, so you could conceive of situations where the two purposes could be divided. Let's say the first night of Sukkot, a person is not eating in the sukkah. Now, of course, we bend over backwards to try to eat in the sukkah, and, you know, come rain, snow, sleet, or hail, first night of Sukkot, there's an opinion in Rishonim, there's no Petur of Masasek, so even in extreme weather, we try to eat in the sukkah. But you could imagine a case where either the weather was just made it impossible, or an easier case, a person was, Leilenu, was sick and couldn't go outside, Chilis, Patim, and a sukkah. And the first night of Sukkot, he had his suda at home, in his house. He makes Kiddush, Yom Tov. He says Shachianu on the Kedushas HaYoyim, but that Shachianu doesn't pop to the sukkah. Then the next day, he's feeling better. And he goes out the next day in the daytime. And his first suda in the sukkah is on the first day Yom Tov, in the daytime. He'll make a Shachianu. It'll be his third shachianu. Right? Last night he made a shachianu. In the morning he made a shachianu on his lulav, and then in the afternoon, right, or 12 o'clock, he's gonna make a shachianu at the suda for the mitzvah of sukkah. Usually we don't make it as a separate shachianu, but we really always make a shachianu on the sukkah. With matzah, it's much harder to find a case where you could parse it out because the mitzvah of matzah, if you don't do it at night,
you would make a third shachianu.
Yes.
But yeah. Can't you make it even, doesn't the Torah say that if you would just build the sukkah, you should make it? And at that point, you're not being yaitz a sukkah. You only do it because you could do it with the Yom Tov.
Right, that's true.
So why can't you have it in mind when you're in the house?
On Hechsha Mitzvah?
If you could have it in mind.
Well, but that's when you're building the sukkah. Then there's something to make it bichal on the sukkah. Okay, I'm not sure. Could you make that one cover it, even if you're not in the sukkah. I don't know. Maybe we could have a different case. I'll give this case by matzah. Again, by matzah, it's harder to separate them because if you don't have matzah at night, so then that's it. You're not doing the mitzvah matzah. But let's say a person didn't have matzah at the beginning of his seder. He was in whatever setting you want to make up. He was in prison. He was very poor. He didn't have any matzah. But he had a cup of wine, so he's going to try to make it. And he has a Haggadah, so he's going to make his Seder as best as he can. But when he made Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder, and he said Shachianu, but he really thought he wasn't eating matzah. So he didn't mean for that Shachianu to patra as matzah. And then a couple of hours later, somebody brings him, it's Rachmanis here, you should have some matzah. He brings him a Kezias matzah. Hold on one second. So I would assume that this halacha, I haven't seen Mefurish anywhere because it's not a usual case. But I would assume that when it comes to Maitzi Matzah, he should make a bracha Shachianu. He should say, Maitzi Lechem and Aretz, Shachianu Mitzvah Tzvan Al Achilas Matzah, and Shachianu Vikimanu Vigyon Al Zman Azeh. Because we all say Shachianu on the Matzah, just where you say by Kiddush. If his Shachianu by Kiddush, for whatever reason, didn't go on the Matzah, because he wasn't expecting to eat Matzah, then when he gets the matzah, he'll make another shachianu. I'm sorry.
Why don't we pater the lulav? It should be incorporated in the first.
Because the lulav is not till the morning.
So.
So it's not, when we made the Shechen, it wasn't the Zman of the Mitzvah of Lulav. No, it has to be in the Zman of the Mitzvah.
Then you could do Hanukkah already. Have
so you have to have in mind when you're making Kiddush. Yeah. Let's go back to going to Pesach.
Yeah.
You have to have in mind not just
Hanukkah
and not just Matzah. Okay. You have to have Magid and Matzah and Moro. All those things should be in mind.
Ideally, you should have all those in mind, but the truth is, you could probably, you know, the matzah, I think, is the most clear cut. A lot of the others, it's probably questionable whether they really warrant Shachianu. Maror, maybe not, because it's not associated with, you know, it's a negative thing.
But, Rob, I think you didn't answer is on Purim, when we make a Shachianu Bam Gilad, you should have Kavone, the Mitzvah Sayon, the Suud, the Shachmon,
and all that. Which, at least I don't. I mean, I'm thinking now. Maybe at the Seder we should make a little.
We should make an announcement. Yeah. It is kedai to make this announcement at the Seder.
That we have all the mitzvah that we're making the Shechianu for the matzah, and the
maror.
Is that?
Yeah. Boy, pray Adomer should have kavanah for them.
Right. The Shechianu. I think all the rest of them, other than matzah, it's debatable whether they need a Shechianu. Although I guess it doesn't cost anything to add it to the announcement. It's Stam, if you don't have it in mind, it also works. It's the Stam Das. That's what you know. We mean to be doing whatever Chazal meant for us to be doing. But I think there is a mile in having it in mind, and reminding your family to have it in mind.
Standas, even though he happens to not have matzah, standas is that it's going to come.
No, because the bracha can only go on the things that you have. Mm-hmm.
Can we do shachianu by mila?
No, we do not do shachianu by mila.
And by bar mitzvah?
Also not.
No.
But keep going. There is one life cycle event that we do, and that is a pidyon aben. We do.
So why not by mila?
Excellent question. Why yes by pidyon aben, not by mila? Oh, that's right.
Why?
Barry says, because
of pain, right?
Yeah, because of the
pain.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so Machlex Rishonim. Yeah, my son-in-law, I was just reminding now, right, my son-in-law Chaim Berlin, he talked about a Shechianu.
When you eat
Mara,
there's pain.
His
minig
is not too, but his father-in-law is a big Chaim Berliner. And I think that he was told, I think I can confirm it, that he also had a pre-Shechianu.
Okay.
So have him on the net too.
Okay.
Because here, you'll make Shechianu.
Right.
Have him a date.
Put a new shirt.
So we have the lulav, the shofar, the sukkah, matzah. These are all mitzvot habam mizman lazman, and they get a shachianu. And okay, it's just brought in. The truth is, there are some other examples also. Pidyon aben. There's two, as far as I know, two other places where we find the Chazal said to make a mitzvah, other than mitzvot that are yomtiv mitzvot. What else are mitzvot habam mizman lazman? So the Gemara, the very last Gemara, Maseches Pesachim, mentions pidyon aben. That you make a shachianu by a pidyon aben, the avi aben makes a shachianu, and okay, yeah, that's true also. Although that's not that's not for the mitzvah. Yeah, okay, I guess let's make it more thorough.
That could be.
Yeah, it's a just fascinating halacha.
Depends how much you get it.
So the Gemara actually says, you could say it quietly. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara says, Mace Aviv, so first you say a Dayan HaMS, and then you say a Shechianu on the Yerusha. That's it's brought down a Shechon Archon, so Mace Chav Gimel, I think, or Dalet, hey, something like that. I think Mace Chav Gimel. That kind of Shechianu. So I want to stay sort of on the topic I was, but it's interesting, the Pidyon HaBen that I just mentioned, the Gemara, it's the very last Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara covers a Shiloh, who makes the Shechianu by the Pidyon HaBen? Is it the Avi HaBen, or is it the Kohen? And the Gemara answers, it's the Avi HaBen, that's how we paskin. The tzad that it was the Kohen is because of this halacha about Yerusha, because the Kohen's getting money. No, it seems funny because it's not such a big amount of money.
That makes him the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Yerusha. Like someone that gets a Yerusha. Now, On the other hand, you know, we don't say that every time somebody gets a dollar, he makes a shechianu. It has to be for a substantial amount of money.
He gets a duck, and the person who gets it should have to make a bracha.
Every time you get a paycheck, you don't make a shechianu on that.
First time you put a mezuzah on a house.
What about a house? When you buy a house.
Yes. Buying a house. Yes.
When you buy a house. No.
It's not on the mitzvah, but it's on the purchase. We'll come to that. Hopefully. There was a Havamina, but according to that Havamina, I guess he would, right. But we paskin that it's the Avia Bain. And then the Pshad is because the Mitzvah Bar Mitzvah
and
Lezman.
And some people do, right? Putting on a new talis, a Shachiyano, like a cloth.
Right, because of the mitzarefa with the idea of Beged Chadash. And the other place where we find a mitzvah ba mitzvah lezman, there's a braisa that the Gemara brings down in Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin, that if somebody's oimeinu makriv korban mincha, it's Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin, it's ketzah mevarchin. So the braisa talks about how when you eat the mincha, you make a hamotzi lachem and aretz, and the Gemara, you know, find that interesting for the discussion was having over there about the definition of pas. But the same Bryce that said that when he's being makriv the mincha, he says a shachiyanu v'kiyanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. And Tosis explains because the mishmaros had shifts, and once every 24 weeks, so when you come, it's your shift again, you haven't done it in 24 weeks, to make a shachiyanu. And that's interesting because it's not a year, right? All the others that we mentioned, you know, lulav and shofar and sukkah and matzah, they're all not since last year. Pidyon HaBen is very rare, right? Nobody does it more than once in his life. Right? It can't, I think by definition, you can't have Via Bain doing it more than once in his life because it doesn't go by the Bukhar of the... You could. I mixed up. Right. It's the difference between the Bukhar for Pidyon HaBen and the Bukhar for Nachla, it goes by the wife. So theoretically, it is possible, but very, very rare to have a man that's going to do two Pidyon HaBen.
Is that the only life cycle event? Besides the
Yerusha
that you make a
Shachianu? So, as Yanti mentioned, in Eretz Yisrael, the Noyeg by a Mila. Because it's a Machalik to be shown him. Do we make a Shachianu by a Mila?
I think
so.
Not by a Bar Mitzvah, not by a wedding.
No.
No.
So, but why wouldn't, I mean, I would think the reason of Shachianu would apply the life cycle
right. So, by Mila, one of the reasons that's given for why we don't is because of the pain. Chasana. So by Svaradim, I think they're noyeg that they get a new talis, and when they're putting on the talis at the chasana, maybe even under the chuppah, they say shachianu. Meaning because the chasana itself is not a machayev, but they want to be mitzayer of something else.
Why is it not a machayev? Right. If you think of the meaning of shachianu,
because it's the mitzvah of mitzman lezman. No, but pidyon HaBen is not because of life cycle event. It's because of the mitzvah. It's the same as lulav. It's a mitzvah of mitzman lezman. It's an occasional mitzvah, so that's why it makes shachianu and chasana. So okay, this, you know, I don't know if we ever talked about this. A well-known machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam against the Rosh about whether you consider it a mitzvah. Or you don't consider it a mitzvah. To our departure point, what we've shown so far is that there are two different. There's maybe more than two, but of what we've been focusing on, two mechayvim of a bracha shachianu. There's shachianu that we make because of a kedushas hayoyim, and there's shachianu that we make because of a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. And we've shown that it's not always easy to know which one you're dealing with, because the ones that are in kedushas hayoyim often disguise as coming on a mitzvah, like hadlakas neiris or kiddush. And the ones that are on a mitzvah are sometimes disguised as coming on kedushas hayoyim, like the one on the matzah and on the sukkah. But in lamdus, there are two separate mechayvim of a shachianu that are associated with the yom tovim. One is on the mitzvah of mizman lezman, and one is on the kedushas hayoyim. So now, if we come back to our opening shayla, and that was
the last day of
Chanukah. So what we really want to know is, let's keep it on hold just for one more minute. The nafkamina between these two separate kinds of shachianu, the shachianu of the kedushas hayoyim and the shachianu on a mitzvah, about mizman lezman, is the Gemara in Erev Daf Mem, which says Shachianu, or Zman, the Gemara calls it, Zman Oimre Afilu Bashok. That you're allowed to make it in the middle of the street. Meaning, it doesn't have to be attached to anything. Like we were saying before, there's, you know, we make it by Kiddush first, so it should have the chashivas of being alakos, but if you forgot to make it by Kiddush, and, you know, you're in the, it's the middle of Chol Hamoed Pesach, and you're feeding the sea lions, and somebody says, wow, this is such a moving moment, I feel like I'm making a shachianu. And you say, oh my gosh, I didn't make a shachianu yet. So then, you make it, afilu b'shuk, you can make a shachianu right then and there on the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach, or Sukkos. But the other shachianu, the shachianu that's on a mitzvah, there's no Omrei Afilu B'Shok. That you can't make in the Bronx Zoo. That you have to make while you're doing the mitzvah. If you didn't make a Shechianu on your lulav, and then you're reminded later in the middle of the afternoon, you can't make the Shechianu now on the lulav that you took in the morning. Or at least B'Shas that you're doing the mitzvah. But when it's not B'Shas the mitzvah, you can't make the Shechianu. You can make the Shechianu on the Kedushas Hayoyim, even Shalei B'Shas the mitzvah. But Shechianu on the mitzvah can only be B'Shas the mitzvah. Now, let's come back to our Shaila. Ner Chanukah, we make a Shechianu. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't make it the first night, you make it the second night. If you make it the second night, you can make it the third night. You can make it until the eighth night. And then the Shabur says, but I wonder, what would be the din if you forgot all 8 nights and now it's ready the eighth day? Could you still make it? In other words, he's clearing, do you have the din of Omrei Afilu B'Shok? Which means that what he's really clearing is, let's say you didn't forget anything. You're doing it exactly the way you're supposed to. It's the first night of Chanukah, and you're making a Shachianu. Which Shachianu is this? Is this a Shachianu on the Kedushas Hayoim? Mm-hmm. Or is this a Shachianu on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? If it's a Shachianu on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it has to be B'Shas the mitzvah. And then, by the eighth day, in the daytime, it's too late because it's not the Shas the mitzvah anymore. There's no Omrei B'Shok on a bracha that's supposed to be said on the mitzvah. But if it was on the Kedushas Hayoim, and you can't really tell, right? If you'll ask me if it's on the Kedushas Hayoim, so why do we do it B'Shas Hadlakas Neiros? Why don't we do it by Mariv or some other time? So the answer is, like we've seen already, Chazal never like the bracha to be dangling on Yom Kippur. We do it by Kol Nidre because there's nowhere else to put it. But if there's anywhere to put it, we put it somewhere. So if there's a Shachianu on the Yom Tov of Chanukah, it's Mistarba that they would put it by the Hadlakas Neiros. That's the best place to put it. There's no Kiddush. So the best place to put it is Hadlakas Neiros. So they put it on the Hadlakas Neiros, but it's not on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, it's on the Kedushas Hayoyim. If that's the case, if that's the right understanding of that Shachianu, then the halacha would be Omrei Afilu B'Shok, and then even if it's already the eighth day in the daytime, there's no more halachas neiros, you could still be able to make the Shachianu. So the shaila that he's mistopic about is a shaila that's only negeya in a very unusual scenario where somebody forgot 8 times in a row and then he remembers the next day. But it's really much more negeya than that. It's really negeya even for people that aren't forgetting anything. You're making Shachianu on the first night of Chanukah like you're supposed to, but what are you really doing? What kind of a Shachianu is this? Is it a Shachianu on the mitzvahs Hadlakas Neiros? Or is it a Shachianu on the Chag of Chanukah, which we're just attaching to the Hadlakas Neiros? And the truth is that if you think about it, that in turn is really even a deeper Shaila. It's really a Shaila, what kind of a Yom Tov is Chanukah? Is it a real Yom Tov? We know Yom Tovim need a Shachianu on the Kedushas Hayoyim.
So if we say Hallel,
Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and even Yom Kippur, all get a Shachianu on the Yom. When we ask this Shaila about Chanukah, what we really mean is Chanukah in the big leagues? Is it a real Yom Tov like these others? We know it's not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanan. But did the Rabbanan give it some kind of a Kedushas Hayoyim that requires a Shachianu? Or do we say, no, it's really, it's a Vacha Dekadei, it's always Mutter Basis Malacha, it's a Vacha Dekadei, it just happens to have certain mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs, since they're Brahmi's Ma'am Lizman, so they get a Shachianu. But the Yoyim doesn't, there's nothing special about the Yoyim. So it's really, you know, we're clearing about what you're supposed to feel like on Chanukah. Is it Yom Tov Dek? Is there maybe we could say, is there a skula in the, you know, in the Zman of Chanukah that might be related to this question?
Is there a mitzvah every night to light? One? A mitzvah every night to light. So why don't we say Shachiyona every night of Chanukah?
Because if it's on the, on which side? If it's on the Yoyim, so we already said it on the Chanukah, and if it's on the mitzvah, but it's it's only a mitzvah that's bam mitzvah l'zman. You just make the bracha the first time you do it.
Why only the first time?
Like every day is a
different mitzvah.
You don't do every day on lulav. The first day you do the lulav, you do it.
Every
you
day
do
was
every day.
Yeah, every day was an
S. Every day of tefillin is also a different mitzvah, but it's the same mitzvah I did yesterday. Shachianu is only something new. So by the second day, it's not something new.
Okay, so on the Shachianu then, if someone's doing a mitzvah for the very first time, like tefillin,
yeah.
Our mitzvah becomes, does he say Shachianu the very first time? Or for that matter, any mitzvah he does, or a ger. And as soon as they become a ger, the first time they're mechuyav.
Great question.
They have to say Shachianu.
About bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
I don't think a bar mitzvah says Shachianu.
No, I don't think
even
so.
Even though one would think it's the very first time he's putting it on tefillin.
But he's been doing it really for chinuch, maybe. I don't know.
He wasn't responsible. He wasn't required to do it. Now he's required.
I asked him.
Right. Yeah. Lamaisa, we don't. Maybe because it's a mitzvah that he's going to be doing every day, so it's not called Bar Mizman Lazman.
But the first
so every,
time.
Yeah, the first time. It's only the first time because you were just born. You know, you do it every single day, but this is just your first day. So maybe that's why we don't care. Also,
their life didn't begin to really matter. I hate to say it that way.
Right, right.
For lack of a better term, their life prior to that.
Right, Gershon is Gaikagan Shanoila Dami.
We don't make a
Bechana.
We don't make a Shechiana, do we?
I haven't been to that yet.
28 years.
Probably not.
You make it when you go to Do you make it when you go to a place where there was a Ness?
No, there's a different bracha that you say on that. Yeah, there is a bracha. They make Shas the next bracha mazeh. Or Shas alav. You're
not
Shas
alav.
No. Okay, so that's the oimek of the shayla, right? He's clearing a shayla about what do you do on the eighth day of Chanukah if you just remember that Shachianu, but it's really a shayla about what's the gedder of this Shachianu, which is on a deeper level really a shayla about what's the Kedushas HaYayim. Is there a Kedushas HaYayim on Chanukah?
Yeah.
So where do you go with this shaila? So the Mishabura says Sarachian. He's not really decided about what to do. There's a tshuva in the Gris Maisha, actually two tshuvas, both in Chelek Ches, in Simen Chaf and in Simen Mem Gimel. In both of them, Rav Maisha was asked about this, and he was very strongly of the opinion that no, there's no Sarachianu on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And he spells it out. He said there's no Kedushas HaYoyim. It's just a Dvacha Dekadei with a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Shechianu is on the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you have to make the Shechianu at the time that you're doing the Mitzvah. And yeah, if you forgot the first day, you could do it the second day, the third day, the fourth day, till the eighth day. But if you forgot all 8 days, then that's it. Because the Shechianu is on the Mitzvah. If there's no more Mitzvah of Hadlach Neres, there's no Shechianu. Why is he so convinced of this? So he brings a few rayas. One of his arguments is interesting. He says, let me start with one raya that seems to be a pretty strong raya. The strongest argument that he makes. He says, the Gemara says, when it's telling us about the bracha that we make on Hadlachas Neiris, it says that when you're madlik, you make three brachas. And then it says, Haroya Ner Chanukah is Mevarech Shtayim, Shasanisim and Shachayanu. This halacha of Haraya Ner Chanukah is a little bit of a complicated halacha. There's a lot of different opinions about when it applies, when it doesn't apply. The way we're knowing is that it means somebody who's away from home and he doesn't have access to a Ner Chanukah and nobody's at home lighting for him. So then, if he's in a place where other people are lighting, he should make a bracha when he sees their neiros. But that Raya, the Gemara says, he's Mevarech Sha'as Nisim and Shachayanu. So Rav Moshe says that if it says that Haroya Ner Chanukah says the Sha'as Nisim and Shachayanu, so it's a pretty straightforward diak that what if he isn't Raya Ner Chanukah? Then he doesn't say the Sha'as Nisim and he doesn't say the Shachayanu. But if this other tzad was right, that you make a Shachayanu on the day itself, so if you have no Neiros and you're in a place where there are no Neiros, So this is you should have the halacha of Omer Afil B'Shok. So why don't you say Shachianu without any neiros? Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says if you're Raya, then you make the Shachianu. If you're not Raya, you don't make the Shachianu. So isn't that a Raya that there's no Shachianu on the Kedushas HaYayim? I guess theoretically one could try to get out of it and say that. If you didn't have neiros, you wouldn't say it on that first day because you could always hope that maybe in the second or the third or the fourth day you'll do a hadlaka and you're saving your shachianu for later. But enechanami, if it was ready the last day, then maybe you would say it even without being raya. But that's not like the pashtus of the Gemara. Right? The pashtus of the Gemara is that it's only if you're raya, right? Even if it's the eighth day, it's only if you're raya. So Moshe says that seems to be a raya. Again, the Mishabura said it's a tzarachian. Moshe says, I think there's a raya.
Isn't there a special kedusha on Zayis Hanukkah on the eighth day?
There may be, but that's not based on any Talmudic sources. That's based on Sfarim HaKadosh.
Kabbalah.
Yeah, Kabbalah.
The Torah writes twice Zayis in the words.
Not like Abba Hanukkah.
By the kedusha of Mizbeach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why the chassidim do it.
Another raya that he brings is that the Gemara in Erevin says we make a shachianu on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether you do or you don't. I think Rosh Hashanah and Rav Yechanan say you do, and Rav and Shmuel say you don't. And we pass on that you do. But there's a mandamer in the Gemara that you don't say shachianu Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Meaning, those days don't have a sufficient Kedushas Hazman, Kedushas Hayoim, that we should say Shachianu. Now, according to that Manda Amar, for sure, you're not going to say it on Hanukkah, because Hanukkah doesn't have greater Kedusha than Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So, okay, even though we don't pass like that Manda Amar, we pass like the other Manda Amar, but he was only arguing one step up. He was arguing about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But if Hanukkah, it was Muchach from Rav and Shmuel that you don't say Shachianu for Hanukkah, and there's no indication that anybody argues, so of course there's no Shachianu for Hanukkah. That's the second raya that he brings. I would say Shachianu. No, that's just on the mitzvah. It's on the mitzvah, Abba Mizman Lazman, but it's not on the Kedusha Sayyim. So Moshe says, he has a little bit of a complicated discussion that we'll leave out, having to do with Amagan Avram and Hilchas Purim. I'll just mention, I'm not going to go through this raya, but I'll just mention that the Shaila is relevant to Purim also. Purim also, we make a Shachianu by Mikra Megillah. The Shaila is, but is it on the Mikra Megillah or is it on the Kedusha Zayim? And the Nafkamina is, let's say you already missed Mikra Megillah, you already passed Mikra Megillah and you forgot to say it, or a person doesn't have a Megillah, could he still say the Shachianu on the Kedusha Zayim? And there also the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really come to a clear conclusion. And Rav Moshe says that I think that it's posh that there's no Shachianu on not for Hanukkah and not for Purim. The only thing is that what sort of stands in the way of his psak is that obviously this Shaila, if I'm telling you that the Mishnah Berurah clears the suffix about it, and Rav Moshe is trying to bring Rayas, he's bringing Rayas from Gemaras, it seems that before the 20th century, there's very, very little discussion about it. The truth is, by Purim, for some reason, on Purim, there's a little bit more. Bir Halacha does bring down that Rabbi Yaakov Emden talked about it in Hilchas Purim. Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down nobody, no Achrayim, I think, that talked about the Shaila. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzarachin, so I don't know what the thing should be. But then he says, but I found a Meiri. Now, Meiri is a Rishon. Meiri is a Rishon. He lived in the 1300s, 12 to 1300s. And the Meiri actually talks about it explicitly. The Meiri says that if somebody's not Matik Ner Hanukkah and he's not Raya Ner Hanukkah, so he says that you say Sha'as Nisim, he says both. Not, we've been talking about Shachianu. Incidentally, he mentions Sha'as Nisim also. You say Sha'as Nisim and Shachianu without any Neiris. The way he puts it is Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Misha Oimer, that you should say these brachas v'nirim dvarav. It sounds right to me. That's what the Meiri says.
Every day he says the Sha'as Nisim?
What do you mean? The Sha'as Nisim would be, I assume, would be every day. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, he says Tzarechian, because I had this subject, I don't know what the din is. I found the Meiri, and he brings down the Meiri, and then he ends off with Tzarechian. And I'm still not sure what to do. But he brought that there's a Meiri that says one way. Rav Moshe in his tshuva, remember, Rav Moshe said emphatically there's no Shachianu for the Yom Kippur Hanukkah. In two tshuvas. In both of them, he says, I bet there's a Meiri. So in Simen Chaf, I told you it's Simen Chaf and Simen Gimel. In Simen Chaf, he writes that I think there's a mistake in the Meiri. It says Yesh Mishaimer that you say Shachianu v'nirim Dvarav, and I'm sure it's a mistake. Somebody left out the word Loi. It should say v'Loi Nirim Dvarav. That's what Moshe says. He thinks and now reading that, a person might very well say, "Oh my gosh, you know, where do you have the chutzpah to go make up just on your own without any evidence that there's a word missing, the word Loi, and it changed around the whole meaning." But if you take a look at the second tshuva, which was written about 6 months apart from I don't remember which one was written first, but they were about 6 months apart from each other. They both dated. They're in 1981, 82, the very late tshuvas from Rav Moshe. Over there also, he's marach, he brings his rais, he says his opinion that there's no shachianu on the Yom Chanukah, then he brings down this Meiri, and he says, but the Meiri, and it's not like Rav Rishonim. Now, when we're not like Rav Rishonim, there's no Rishonim to talk about it. So, who does he mean, Rav Rishonim? I think what he must mean is, because he, Rav Moshe, brought a raya from the Gemara of Haraya Ner Chanukah, right, that from there he feels that it's muchach, that there's no bracha on the Kedushas Hayayim, and he means all the Rishonim that brought down that Gemara without being madchik, that, you know, they brought it down kipshutai, so it's mavur, that they hold it, there's no shachayim on the Kedushas Hayayim. So if the Miri says that there is, it's a das yachid. Now, so, you know, in one place he says, we'll just change the words. In another place he says, he calls it a das yachid, not like Rav Rishonim, but what he really means is not like his diuk in the Gemara. So what really emerges is that he's basically saying, I'm not really, that it doesn't count for so much, that there's a Miri. He doesn't want to say it in those words. He doesn't want to say, I don't care what the Meiri says.
It was this the Meiri.
But that's what he's saying. Right? What he's really saying is, I don't care what the Meiri says. And the Mishnah, you know, Rav Moshe is arguing on the Meiri. And he's saying, I don't really care that there's a Meiri against me. The Mishnah Berurah isn't arguing with him. He's like, he doesn't even have an opinion. But at the same time, he makes it clear that even though there's a Meiri, but he still doesn't have an opinion. So he's also kind of disregarding him. He says that, Nistapakti, what should be the din? And then I found a Meiri, Vizel Lashani, he brings down the Meiri, he said exactly what the din is. And then he ends off, after he reads on the Meiri, he ends off, Vitzarachi on Lamaisa. So what's really going on over here is that the Meiri was a Rishon from the 12th, 1300s, but he took a 700-year hibernation. Because the Klal Yisrael didn't have his sefer on Shas, it's called Beis HaBechira, and Klal Yisrael didn't have it. We had fragments. The name was always known because the Shita Mekubetzes sometimes quotes things from the Meiri, and there were other people like the Shita Mekubetzes is the Maror Makom that I know, but I think there were other people also. The Shar HaMelech, if I'm not mistaken, it's a recollection.
Well, the Meiri was in France.
The Meiri was in Provencia.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Rav Menachem Meiri.
That was his name?
Yeah, Rav Menachem Meiri was his name.
Is what he named the Sefer?
Yeah. Now, but the Sefer in its entirety.
The most Rishonim don't have names that are like a
Raj. That's true. He was a maverick in a lot of ways. His Sefer is very, I mean, that's just one of them. And his Sefer is unusual in a lot of ways. His Sefer is different than the Sefer of many Rishonim. But Lemaisa, the Sefer in its entirety was found in an archive, in a library in Parma, in Italy, I think in 1920. And then it was, you know, there were scholars that worked on it. I think Ram Sofer was the main person that was Isaac in the first publication of the Meiri. And it was put out gradually over the next few years. And then, you know, so the last couple of days, I say 1920, I'm just thinking to myself now, there must have been at least parts that were around before that, otherwise how did the Mishnah Berurah see it? The Mishnah Berurah, he finished publishing before 1920. This is in Chelek Vav, the volumes came, I don't know exactly, the volumes came out one by one, but I think by 1905 or after limit 1910, I'm pretty sure he was finished. So I don't know exactly the chronology, but it was a recent discovery. And what both Mishneh Berurah and Rav Moshe are really conveying over here is that it's a very limited value in a halacha discussion. Even though no one's questioning his chashivus, and certainly for learning a sugya and understanding the sugya, everybody is machshev the Meiri. But when it comes to passing halacha, so there's different, you know, there are different schools of thought about what we do with these newly discovered rishonim that weren't part of the halachic process for all these centuries, and then they get added. Does it count? Doesn't it count? There are really opinions on both sides. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Avadia Yosef writes in a couple of places. He collects a bunch of Maamar Kaimes of earlier Paiskim who said that I had Paskin this way, but then when I saw that, I changed my mind, and you see that they were very impressed with things that got discovered later. And so he, I think, endorses using the Meiri and other new Rishonim just the same as others. But what you see, but between the lines of this Igros Moshe, you know, in one place he says, I'm going to add a word, in one place he says, it's Rishonim, that it's not like Rav Rishonim. But what he really means is that we're not going to pass him based on the Meiri. If I didn't have any opinion, so maybe I would. But on a matter that I think, learning the sugya shasu paiskim, I have an opinion. I'm not going to change my opinion because of a rishon that was dug out of a basement in 100 years ago. That's really what Rav Moshe is saying over here. And the Mishneh Berurah also, even though the Mishneh Berurah, it's interesting. In some places, the Mishneh Berurah does pay attention to new rishonim. He writes that there are a few places where he says that now shezachinu la'irei shel, I think Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm remembering one particular case, he says achshav shezachinu la'irei shel Rabbeinu Chananel, and he'll bring down a new discovery, but maybe it's only to corroborate a position that he was coming to anyway, but to really say a chiddush, say something new, that even he was very reluctant, and Rav Moshe even more so was reluctant, and therefore, even though yes, there's a Meiri, but a lot of the Paiskim were not interested in pursuing that. I want to add one last point. Again, Rav Moshe passes on this Shaila that no, there's no Shachianu on the Kiddush Shliyim. The Shachianu of Ner Chanukah is on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. I want to be ma'orer a possible counter argument. We mentioned before, one of the things that came up around the table is that we make Shachianus on a pri chadash, right, a new fruit, a new beged. Let's talk about a new beged. Make a shachian on a new beged because of the newness of it, right? Which indicates really that's what's going on by all of these shachianus. It's because of the newness, right? On the Kedushas HaYoyim, but it's because we haven't had this. We don't make a shachian on Shabbos. We haven't had this Kedushas HaYoyim since last year. And the mitzvah of Bamiz Man Lizman. We haven't had it in a long time. Not always a full year, but we haven't had it in a long time. There has to be an element of newness. By the beged chadash, when you put on a beged for the first time, you make a shachianu. Let's say a person forgot, and he's putting it on the second time. The halacha is that you do not say shachianu for that. Mm-hmm. That the Mishneh Berurah is clear. The Mishneh Berurah is not talking about the beged chadash. He says it.
Newness.
He says it in a slightly different case. I'm trying to remember now. Where he says it, I don't remember. It's not a Reish of Gimel by the, but it's pretty clear in the Mishneh Berurah Lemaisa that you can't say the Shachianu the second time that you're wearing the baguette. So let's come back to the halacha of the Zman Omer Afilu B'Shok. Right, it's Chol May Pesach. You're at the sea lions, and you can say Shachianu then. It's not new anymore. So you're already 5 days into Pesach. Mm-hmm. So what about the fact that you need new? The teretz is because it's still the first episode of Pesach, because it became Pesach, and Pesach is a week long, so it's one straight event of 168 hours, and any time within those 168 hours, you're in that one event. To give a mashal, if you put on a beged, let's say you buy a new beged for a special occasion, you buy it for an interview, and you put it on, you wear it for an hour, and then you take it off, and then and you didn't get the job. So okay, a month later you have another interview. So you take it out of the closet, you put it on a second time. You can't make a shachianu. Even though you only wore it for an hour, But that was the first time. This is the second time. You can't make a Shachianu. On the other hand, if you buy a new suit and you put it on in the morning and you didn't make a Shachianu, and then at 4 in the afternoon you realize, oh, I didn't make a Shachianu yet, even though now you already wore it for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. But that's no problem. It's still the first time. So it's not a question of how many hours. If it's the first time, you can still say the Shachianu. So Pesach, it's 168 hours long, but it's all the first time that it's been Pesach. So you can still say the Shachianu. But I think it's mistaber that that should only be true on a Shachianu for the Kedushas Hayoyim. But a Shachianu that's on a Maisa Mitzvah, if you didn't make the bracha the first time, then it should be too late. You shouldn't be able to make the Shachianu anymore, because that would be like wearing the suit for the second time.
Yeah, the
So let's say by the mitzvah like lulav, you're supposed to make a Shachianu the first time you take a lulav. Let's say a person didn't make a Shachianu because he forgot. He didn't know about the Shachianu. He forgot. He didn't make a Shachianu on the first day of Yom Tov or the second day of Yom Tov. Right? Let's take that away also. And then it's the third day. It's Chol HaMoed, and he's taking the lulav. Should he say Shachianu? Now, Halacha L'maisa, I'm not saying Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, there's different Makaris in Paiskim. There are some that say yes. But I'm just presenting a Svara that, based on what we saw by the Beged Chadash, it's Mestaber that you shouldn't be able to make a Shachianu on the lulav the third time that you're taking it, because it's supposed to be something new, and it's not new anymore. It's right the third time you're doing it. Now, if that's true, so come back to Ner Chanukah, where it's said in Shulchan Aruch that if you didn't say Shachianu the first night, you could say it any other night when you remember. It's not new anymore. So why are you able to make the Shachianu then? But that kasha is only a kasha if the Shachianu is on the mitzvah. If it's on the mitzvah, then you have to do it the first time. By the second time, it's not a new mitzvah anymore. Why are you making Shachianu? But if it's on the Kedushas Hayoyim, and the Kedushas Hayoyim is on the whole 8 days, day and night, without a hefsek, so even if it's already the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth day, it's still the first time that it's been Chanukah since last year. So the halacha of making the Shachianu the eighth night by Hadlakas Neiris, Lanias Dati, seems to be a raya that Shachianu is not on the mitzvah haba mizman l'zman, but it's on the Kedushas Hayoyim. And if that's true, then it doesn't have to be the eighth night either. It could be the eighth morning already the next day. You should also be able to make Shachianu, which would be an argument against Rav Moshe's conclusion. Basi Rakla Oyer, that Lefiza, there's a Svara, there's a, that would seem to indicate that you could still make that Shachianu.
I remember